Can we get some pillows?
Ready?
No.
Right. Hello and welcome to another episode of BGA and the Battle Cruiser. The president here with Jack Wicks and Joel Pope.
Hi guys.
Hello.
We're actually in a pub, which is nice. We haven't done this since October for the travellers, so a bit of a change from the last 2 hours sat in my car doing them on the way to work.
Dangerous.
Hands free, of course. Obviously, since we've last done one, a lot's changed in life. COVID-19, lockdown, furlough. Mm. How have you found it? How have you found the delayed start to the season, Jack?
Obviously, it's been tough.
Yeah.
You know, looking out there. Sure. Luckily, we got the government go ahead to golf fairly early on, which allowed us to get back to the course, but still didn't allow us to play tournaments as early as we'd liked.
Yeah.
However, I think the BGA team have shown why they're so good,
sure,
and why the tour is so incredible in getting it up and running, getting the events pushed forward, and still making a season out of it.
Yeah, we've had to obviously cancel one event, the Travellers, but apart from that, we've got a full schedule of 5 events. Bit more of a condensed schedule, but yeah, we've done our best in a shit situation. Joel, your thoughts on the new schedule?
On the new schedule, yeah, I'm trying to think of it. I'd like to have informed Charlie Pierce before you cancelled his sponsored event.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with that.
He was upset.
Saying that, he did scribble twat on my trophy, so...
Has this been confirmed?
Well, at the end of the day, let's... I actually did a whole podcast just dedicated to...
Twatgate.
Trophy gate, I prefer to call it. But George Pierce was in, obviously, care of it for the year. He then passed it over to Charlie for me to pick up. I mean, George says it wasn't scratched by the time he passed it over to Charlie.
No, I won't believe him.
I don't know. I don't know. It's
so
done.
So you think it was chanced, yeah?
No, I don't know.
You think it was CJP, you said, didn't you?
Don't
say CJP. Look, a disclaimer. Our legal team has advised us. We don't believe it was CJP. But anyway, that's enough about that. TPC, Gatton Manor was a long day for me. I nearly had a mental breakdown.
Nearly?
No, I did, to be fair. I mean, that drive back from fucking Gatton Manor to... Berkshire was 60 miles. It was
a tough course, wasn't it?
I do believe that a few of the boys were saying how easy it was and short, and I think it was Hunt who played that and was saying how easy it was. And I remember the first time I played it, thinking that this in the summer is going to be fucking hard work, and it was exactly that.
It was tree lined. It was
wet.
Narrow fairways. It was wet. It wasn't particularly
greens.
Nice.
Every hole was on a slope.
The greens are undulated.
Fucking hell, the second. That green was a joke.
I didn't enjoy it. And
well, I did. I enjoyed the course. I'd really like to play it again.
Yeah.
Just maybe...
Play a bit better.
Yeah, play a bit better.
Medal round there was hard if you're not playing.
We had a great group, to be fair. It was more about the laughs, the fun, the hilarity.
Yeah.
Mine was...
It's a baby screaming in the pub.
I enjoyed my group round... Gatton Manor, and I especially enjoyed the photos and the videos I managed to capture during the day.
You did. You didn't send me these.
I did. I think I sent it to the whole group of Wayne Rooney,
Chris Rooney, obviously.
Chris Rooney, just doing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're talking about the notorious. Yeah, let's not go into it too much because it is a podcast where people probably listen to. But
do they?
45 people listened to the last one. No, Chris Rooney did let himself down.
Wayne.
We won't go into specifics.
I don't think he did.
Well,
I think he had the respect of many on the tour.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bit... Rooney is a wild man, and that was pretty wild, to be fair. I mean...
It was quite wild.
Can happen.
Yeah. But anyway...
We was all very excited, weren't we?
Just very, being out of some of us more than others, Bennett, and you agree?
No, I enjoyed the day. I just found it stressful.
You just said you didn't.
You were as...
You just said literally that you hated it.
You were as anxious as we were excited.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's where...
I just found the day stressful. I just found...
Stuttled off back to your little house, didn't you, afterwards?
I just found it stressful. Like, all the hard work I put into it. And then, like, you're doing a trophy presentation and people are shouting out cunt and four eyes.
there's 45 people who listen to this. Can you just be careful of your language?
We're allowed to drop C-bombs. No, I did enjoy the day, but I just think it was a mix of playing horrendous. I couldn't even hit it off the ground. I hit one good drive, which was on the first hole, and then it was just complete down.
How do you feel about being on par with Dave Casigo anyway? In terms of ability.
Dave's probably better than me at the moment.
That is literally.
You think, I played Phipsy, going slightly off topic here, I played Phipsy in February in the World Match Play. No practice, I went in and I beat him. We were off the same handicap, and you look at the strides that Phipsy's made in what?
Six rounds.
Well, you know, it is what it is. We'll see if he can back it up.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so on the whole, TPC was a long and hard day, and subsequently, we're now changing the format to stable for four majors, just so
you don't withdraw again.
Yeah, just so I don't want to kill myself after playing a round of golf. No, I just think it's the right time. You know, I've always been hesitant because I thought traditionalists, etc. We've always played medal for the Invitational TPC since 2003 and 2012 respectively, but I just thought it was the time to. I don't know. I don't want people finishing their round of golf and a BGA day and just feeling fucking drained and being like, well, that was hard work. I want people to have a good time. And I don't want people to feel like they're out of the tournament after the third hole. I know you want it to be competitive. You want it to be...
Do you think it's fair on lower handicaps?
You know what? Maybe it doesn't favour lower handicaps, of course, but 100%. I spoke to Jonesy, I spoke to Biffin, two of the lower handicappers on tour, and they agreed with the change. Even Johnny Codd said it was the right move. So it is the right move, and we look forward to, you know, the rest of the year playing out with that format in place. But
just a bit of news. After joining Bear Hill today, I have been informed that I will have to submit 3 new cards. So a new handicap will be issued.
Okay.
So
hopefully don't get
an 8.
An 8 handicap like I did at Sutton Green. I'm not sure what happened there.
We shall see.
Yeah, well, you're currently off 18, so it'd be interesting to see.
I think that's about right for you.
Probably. I think it is, yeah. On your day, you can play that or better. You know you can. But anyway, we're moving on to the Masters now, the second major of the year from the condensed, revised schedule. We're heading to Matt's place. Matt Jones, the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it. Greatest of all time. You know, we're heading to his place. It's full of history, it's full of memories, it's full of moments. It's a special place, walking them corridors, seeing all Matt's pictures up, filling that history.
I don't think they're Matt's pictures.
Most are. The atmosphere, you know, it's such a, I don't know, I get when I arrive at Matt's place.
You get a bit emotional, don't you?
I do. When you do that long drive, you see the big clubhouse, the
you see it less than most. You have to put your long sight.
I always drive with my glasses.
Binoculars.
It's a special place, it's full of history, and I think we're lucky to be going back there again, third year on the trot, and the Masters now is kind of like identified with Moore Park, so it's going to be another great day. We're meant to have 32 degree heat, and Joel Pope, obviously sitting here, you're defending. How do you feel about defending at Matt's place, home of the GOAT?
I'd say I've next to zero chance of defending my title, which is it's quite nice going in as an underdog, but it's
I don't think you're going in as an underdog.
I
as
am.
A defending champion.
No, I am, but knowing that the way my golf is
under the radar, you're in the third group. I know obviously you can
great group
and yeah, it's a good group. Your handicap's been cut, but at the same time it's Stableford, it's less severe, you know. You have a bad hole, just move on to the next, you're not out of the tournament. I still think you've got a chance of 16, because I know last year you shot... What was your handicap last year when you shot 43 points?
17.
Was it? I don't think it was that low. I think it might
17
be
17 or 18. No, it wasn't... Oh, well, I could have been.
I think it was 19 maybe, and you shot 7 under. So you know, if you get on a roll, I think Matt's place as well, the course is in front of you. If it's a very fair course. I know it measures, I don't know, 6,500 yards. But I really enjoy it, and I'm a fucking high handicapper. I'm a shit golfer.
Yeah, it's brilliant, of course.
Everything's a front row.
I think everyone's attitude changes where we go there as well. We actually start acting a little bit more like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, not professional golfers, but we start acting a little bit more sensibly, and everyone sort of then starts taking their golf a little bit more seriously.
I think that's the respect people have for Matt at his place.
So, moving on, we're going through the groups.
Yeah. First group... Matt, this is the future group. I put this out there, I didn't really get the reaction that I wanted, and then I kind of thought about it afterwards. There's not going to be actually anyone watching it, so it kind of defeats the purpose You've got Matt Jones, greatest of all time, 5-time PGA Tour winner, 4-time major champion. He's going out with...
What did Matt do wrong to piss you off to make him...
No, look, Jonesy wanted to go out first because he's hosting and he's, you know, it's obviously his place.
But why did you...
I just thought Dave Casido for a laugh because he's so fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then Jack Futrell, I just thought because everyone fucking hates Futrell. So I just thought it's a stupid group.
Yeah.
You can't put
Futrell in any group, can you, and then be happy with it.
And you thought the greatest of all time.
Because he is a fucking rat. He does look like a rat. His fucking nose.
Got a real close up the other day, didn't we?
His hooter is fucking huge. Yeah. I did check with Jonesy before, and Jonesy said, look, perfectly fine, put me with whoever, you know what he's like, humble, classy. He is a he's a gentleman, so he didn't care, he was up for it, he just wanted to get out first. And that's why, Joel, you're not in the first group. It's not any disrespect.
No, to be fair, the way I'm playing golf, as mentioned, I think it's a good thing.
I think that's a nice group, but we'll move on first. Second group, Tom Biffin.
Biffin back in form.
Is he?
Yes. Shot 6-under, scratch. 6-under his handicap, rather. Played to scratch at Sutton, alongside Ben Cawthorn with another great score, I believe, and Hunt lost at 38 or 39 points, or something like that. So, yeah, back to form, it seems.
The thing with Biffin is, at the start of the year, he said he wasn't playing well, yet he went to TPC at Gatton Manor and he still came tied 5th. So even when he's not playing well, he's not got his game in shape, he still manages to just churn out top 5s. That's why he's got the most top 5 finishes in PGA history, and that's why he's been world number one and won multiple times. He needs the Red Blazer to complete the career Grand Slam, so it's the only one thing that's really missing from Biffin's resume on tour. He hasn't got a good record at Moore Park. I was looking at the last 2 years since we played the Masters at Moore Park, and I think he's come tied 7th and tied 17th, which...
For him.
Is that your phone, Wixie? Mm. Fucking hell.
That's not...
Oh, what's that?
What do you think I've fucking got?
For him, that is terrible. Like, for lots of people, that's actually a good result.
Yeah.
But for Biff, he's just so consistent. And, yeah. Look. For him, even to get 7th, he's disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. If he doesn't come top 5, it's probably not a great day for him. Which is weird, because you think Moore Park would just suit him. It's a longish course. He drives the ball pretty well. His putting sometimes lets him down. I don't know, maybe that's it, Moore Park. I always find the greens a bit...
Maybe he's just intimidated by Jones when he's there.
At his place.
Yeah. And Slade. Slade obviously played the other day. Didn't do well, didn't enjoy it. However, he's a previous winner of the Masters.
Yeah. Danny Slade's playing dog shit. He's admitted that. He didn't play well the other day when Hunt done him 4-2 in the fucking world match play. I was shocked by that result. I thought Hunt had a chance, but to get done... For Danny to get done 4-2, I thought was shocking. But
will there be a round that... He doesn't play with Castle. What I'd like to see is a Castle senior Bennett Futrell combination.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. I think
maybe Rooney in there as well.
I think Tony Castle looks a lot of us boys and thinks, "What the fuck are they on?" And he probably doesn't get most of the tour's humour. And I don't know. I think him and Danny are such good mates. Tony's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong, but I just think imagine putting Tony with like fucking. I don't know, Ben Cawthorn, just him and Ben, and my dad, and John Bradley, all nice people within their own right, but fucking hell, you know, you want people to turn up these days and enjoy it, Tony is another unknown commodity, really, in majors. He's played a handful, he's not done anything.
Mid-table, isn't he?
A threat? Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't, I'd be surprised
depends
if he
what
won.
You're talking about, really. Golf or physical?
Yeah, he's a big man,
I mean, he's
it?
A big bloke, yeah. I'll definitely... Wouldn't want to piss him off. Third group, defending champion Joel Pope, Jack Weeks, obviously. Harry Cripps there, and the Hustler, who had a poor start to this year. He had a poor TPC, but he's always got one eye on the major season. He's always got one eye on it. So Hustler's a major champion for a reason. Don't rule him out. You know, he's someone that's either he's at the top or he's fucking right at the bottom. He doesn't really churn out top 5, top 10s.
And let's not forget, in the heat, very much struggled and had passed out, I think.
He nearly died a couple of years ago. He got rushed to hospital.
It's going
to
be hot as well, isn't it?
They had to operate.
Well, yeah, according to Paul Bennett, it's really pointless and long post. It will be the hottest day of the year so far.
32 degrees. Yeah, that was a tough one for Will a couple of years ago. He was rushed to hospital. His eye was fucking going off everywhere.
glass swelling.
Yeah, it's a glass eye. Harry Cripps again.
Cripps the other day shot. Scored.
I will cut him.
I think 49 points. Stableford.
Where are these people shooting these scores? And then they come to a BJ Major and they don't.
But then the next day, I think I played him, and I would say he got 30 and under.
I'd be buzzing with 30 points.
Well, yeah, I went round Burr Hill last week at 26 points.
Yeah. To be fair, his 49 was at, I think, Herschel. And I always walk off of Herschel thinking I can't really count that as a round because it's a lot easier than sort of most courses, especially what we're playing now. The sort of courses we're playing now on tour are always a lot more challenging.
That's a good point. The course that we used to play at the start of the tour compared to now, this is what Edmunds was saying in the BJ WhatsApp chat, moaning about low scores winning. Well, what we're playing now compared to what we used to, it's just fucking chalk and cheese.
Are you thinking of a way in which we can regulate the handicap system? Is there going to be, you know, play 10 rounds, take your average? Is that what we're going to hope for? Are we going to take VPAR averages? What's the plan?
I'm about 35, so I'm 22, I'm happy to do that. I think on the whole, we get the handicaps right. You look, we do, don't we? Really? I know, you won with 43 points last year, but last year, you started at 22, then I cut you to 20, then I cut you to 18. You're constantly getting cut. I can't cut someone in 8 shots if they ever really... You know what I mean? I think on the whole, back in the day, in the Attitude era, of course, there was some fucking wild... There was some wild scoring. They were wild days. But now, it's... I think on the whole, you think Mike Arnold...
Sounds a bit like your life, really.
Yeah, this is all I have in my life.
Really. Wild, it used to be so wild. It used to be really wild. Just...
And now, just
mellow down into...
Yeah. Just boring.
Yeah.
Plain.
Bland.
Yeah.
Square.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks. So in response to your question, I think we get we get the handicaps, I think, spot on. At TPC, there was only two people that were under par. And four under, and it was one under.
So you think Matt Jones has got his handicap way off at the minute?
He should be plus five.
He was nine over, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he's a professional. The thing is with Jonesy, Jonesy's like, I need to shoot this to win. Right, so who's won the most BJ Tour titles in the history of BJ Tour? Can they shut up over there? Tell them we're recording the podcast.
Excuse me.
You've got Matt Jones and you've got Tom Biffin with 5 BJ Tour wins. And ironically, they are scratch golfer and a 6 handicap. It shows you...
Proofs in the pudding.
Well, time after time, the lower handicaps play more consistent golf. That's why they're low handicappers. I think the handicaps, we get them pretty spot on now. And I'm not just saying it.
There's the odd rogue massive win, isn't there?
Mm.
Yeah, but high handicappers, you're always going to get that.
Yeah.
Every high handicapper
has scored good form and some luck, and you're going to
shot one low round once.
I have.
Yeah.
I've shot 42 points. That was my best ever, and I still didn't fucking win.
Where was that?
Ben
Playoffs, 2018, Pine Ridge. I should have won that, and I really want to win that.
Because fucking hate Pine Ridge.
But I like Pine Ridge because you can hit it anywhere. You find your ball.
Well, I really
want to win that because my dad had won the previous year, and I wanted my name under him on the trophy.
Oh,
not in a gay way. Anyway, we're getting a bit sidetracked here. So basically, Group 3, Pope, Wicks, Cripps, Berry.
It's a good group.
I'm not being rude. I look at these groups, and I fucking nailed them, maybe apart from the first one.
You got that way wrong.
Yeah, but, you know, the fourth group, myself, Vice President Edmunds, James Hunt, and my good friend
Edmunds
Richard
is really going to get under your skin there. Two absolute bottle jobs in the same group together. Finish a round of golf.
I've won 4 times.
You and Edmunds, bottling it. Can't even finish 18 holes together.
It's personal, isn't it, with you and Edmunds? Is this still from, what was it called?
Absolutely no personal issues whatsoever.
No, what was, when you had that row, what do we call it? What was it? Estate agent gate or something.
Yeah, probably something. Yeah, I can't wait to say anything about estate agents.
Yeah, look, that's that issue was sorted.
Good living, yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag. So, myself, Edmunds, James Hunt, Richard Smith, Edmonds.
James Hunt has a very low round in him. A very low round. And he's fairly consistent at the minute, which is why I think that
he might have used him up though, because he's shot some pretty low scores recently.
I like James Hunt for Friday.
So do I actually. 19 handicap, he's been cut, but I definitely think he's got a 40 pointer in him or something like that. Richard Smith,
his little bum, the way he has his swing with his little bum out there,
his little bum chin,
weird. It must be something to do with that road that him and Biffin lived on. Biff does the same thing with his little wiggly bum.
My mate Dick Smith, he had a good TPC come time, tied 7th. Dick, because his first name's Richard, so we shorten it to Dick. Edmonds ain't got a chance in hell. He's 27-0. He's played 27 majors, won none.
He's almost given up, I think.
He has given up. He's playing a reduced schedule. You know, he's got two kids. He's got Maggie and Ed Edmonds. And I don't think he's just, you know, you get older, your priorities change. That's life, you know. James Hunt. I like James Hunt as well, actually, as an outsider. Dick Smith, I don't know. I don't think he's got it in him.
Dickhead.
He's northern as well. So, group five.
Ooh.
Current world number one, Mike Arnott. He's on fire at the moment.
He's going to be there or thereabouts, isn't he? He's so consistent. And
he's just brilliant because he pays all of his subs on time. He turns up.
He's the role model member.
He's an arse licker, basically, what you're saying. Teacher's pet.
He hasn't arse licked me, no. No, he's just, you know, he's... Joel fought to get him on tour. I said, okay, Joel, you vouch for him.
He comes out and he buys the rounds.
Yeah.
Another benefit.
Mm. Well, no, he pays on time. He's serious.
No one cares about that.
You know, every time you do a tweet about him, you retweet it. He's good. You know, he loves the social media. He supports the social media. He loves it, doesn't he? He gets it. And it was good to see him win TPC. I want someone to win and see how much it means
People's
to
People's champion, isn't he?
He has the most nonchalant swing in the world.
I've not actually played it.
He puts the ball down and within a split second he's already swung and hit it down the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
And there's no thrills. It's not the prettiest.
It's actually his nickname, isn't it? No thrills.
It just gets it done. But will he be able to handle the likes of Phipps, London and Vincent around him?
Ooh, could put him off, couldn't it?
My dad hated playing with Phipsy.
Yeah, but to be fair, your dad is a cunt.
I thought like they had a weird little relationship at the end of it. I thought they loved each other. Yeah, Phipsy.
No, it's love hate.
You've got to think like Paul Bennett is just a massive cock-nosed twat, isn't he?
He's gonna listen to this.
Good. With his little Bluetooth fucking
headset
brick on his head.
That's literally the biggest headset I've seen.
He's got that from like a box at a car boot sale, hasn't he? The first one ever invented.
He was sat at the dinner table
4 AA batteries
50p love.
He was sat at the dinner table with it on and it was literally making the side of his head fall. It was so heavy.
Doesn't even work, just a light on the end. 4 AA batteries, just turn a blue light on. Phipsy obviously has been cut massively and I think that's going to play on his confidence a lot, although he has been playing well, but
zero chance that Phipsy is going to win
off 22.
No, not off 22. He has just bought those new clubs.
What are they?
That are Cavities, like, yeah, Cavities, they are they? The I can't remember what they are.
What, since the last round we played?
Yeah, he's just bought brand new clubs. And
yeah, why has he done that? Because he's like, making progress.
Low handicap of clubs.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So,
you know what? He's giving it a big
one. Don't get me wrong. He's done, I think he's done, like, it's good that he's bought new clubs, but there's no way he's going
to
win this.
Took me a year to start hitting mine properly, so.
Mate, I brought mine 5 years ago. I still can't hit them properly.
You don't hit them often enough. That's the thing.
Whatever.
Too busy. London, the big hook swinger.
He's not fat anymore, is he?
He's a slicer, isn't he? He's the slice.
Shagger.
But he has moved to London. Is he getting caught up in the London trap?
Yeah, that lifestyle.
Drugs, alcohol, fast life.
Party lifestyle.
Yeah. It's not what he needs, is it?
He did put on a bit of weight, didn't he, London? He's lost it, though.
Yeah, I think he's lost
it. Where's he live now?
Can have a go.
What's he do? He lives there with his... He got missus?
Yeah. Him and Jenny live there.
Jenny.
Yeah, lovely,
she older?
Lovely flat.
How old is she?
Very similar age, I think.
Okay. So what, do they rent in Clapham? Or?
They do, yeah.
What's the rent like there? But that's dear, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, he's got
that's England cricket money, isn't it?
Well, England sub-fielder money.
Same thing, you know.
Is it?
You have a play for England, but you don't. I don't get it.
It's not, it works.
No, fair play to London. I would
basically
just...
like do it running the drinks. Basically.
He don't know. He's not a cricketer like me and you.
It just doesn't make sense.
I've retired from cricket now. You know that. I had to give up.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Stop. Eyes went.
Couldn't get your eyes in.
What?
You were shit anyway.
Average 36 last year.
You were shit playing against old men.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Fuck off.
I can't. The equivalent of like Paul Bennett's golf course. Like just a picture of that.
Right. It's a golf podcast, all right?
Okay. Vincent, very good. I lost to him. The weekend he was so consistent.
I've cut him from somehow he managed to get a 26 handicap.
He was playing off 22 against
He's playing off 20 now. I've cut him and he was like, well, my average score on VPAR is 20.8. so, well, guess what, it's 20,
bitch. Yeah, I could, no matter what I did, no matter how bad it looked like his round was going, he still managed to fucking get it out of the trees. And
he does, he does,
he doesn't lose a ball.
He once shot,
he
once shot 5 over scratch.
So he should be a 5 handicap.
At Ashford. This was when he was a member of Ashford. I think he was a member of Ashford. Years and years ago.
Junior, yeah.
But nevertheless, to shoot
off
5.
The red tees.
Got it in him. So he's got a good draw. I like Vincent as well.
I would.
I do, and he takes it seriously. He's, in his Twitter bio, he's literally listed his achievements on the BJ Tour, which you just love to see.
What? Oh, yeah, he's Travellers.
Winner at Travellers, and then he obviously got a T3 at TPC, which he should only put his wins on, I think, really. Like, my Twitter bio is 2-time invitation.
If you're listening, just put
George, if you're listening, take the T3 off. But yeah, George Vincent, I've cut him. He's been cut from 24 to 20, but stay with
him. I think he could still win.
You know what? He's poised to go to world number one. His ranking average currently sits at 77.5. And he's playing his third event, which is what you need to play 3 events to get a world ranking. So at the moment, I think Mike Arnott's around 56, his average. So if George Vincent has
what's the difference got to be? Have you worked out?
No, I need to have a look at the numbers. I need to whack the Excel spreadsheet up.
You shouldn't off my heart know their average, really.
I do know their average. I just fucking said it, mate. Mike Arnott's 56. George Vincent's 77.5. He's about to play his third event. So that's when you qualify for a world ranking average. I think if George comes, well, it depends. Mike might win it and get to 60 or something. I don't know. I need to work out the numbers.
So he'd only go to 60 if he won it, but then. No, George,
I'm not saying that. I was just throwing that number out there.
Right, so.
It's not a confirmed number.
Group 6. A Hunt.
Which?
A Hunt.
A Hunt.
Just given blood, so could still struggling from that. Yeah.
Emerald definitely made him
yesterday.
Do that.
He does it quite a lot, to be fair.
Emerald
to
went, get down there and give some fucking blood.
Does it quite a lot, to be fair to him, but will is that not classed as blood doping? We don't know what he's done with it afterwards.
Yeah, what's he got? EPO in it?
Has he put it back in so he's got more white blood cells?
I don't know, you wouldn't want Adam's blood, would you? The amount of waff in it. He literally, Adam bleeds, it's just white.
Imagine you're a recovering...
Give it to ME. ME sufferers.
You're a recovering drug addict.
Recovering drug addict. You're going for a routine operation. You come out just absolutely twitching.
Yeah. Look, you know, we're not saying he does that. No, Dog's playing some good golf. He didn't have a good finish at TPC, but then he done, say, 4-2 in the world match play. He's confident. He's got struggles
with the pressure.
I don't think it's even the pressure. I think it's just he's hit and miss, and I think that's what happens with high handicappers, as we said. Yeah. He on his day gets it right and he's good, and then on other days he's just dog shit.
He's taken a big drop in handicap after hitting some unreal scores consistently. You say he's hit and miss. He was pretty fucking consistent with points.
He did that himself as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, just off his own bat, just casually rang you, didn't he, after the Cawthorn gate.
Yeah, he felt bad. No, Adams, he hasn't got a good record at Moore Park though in the Masters. I think he's come like 25th or 20th in the last 2 years. But who knows? He might.
Does the fact it's going to be a sesh after the golf play on his mind from tee off?
Probably. He's probably more looking forward to that than the golf.
Caldwell, very good chance. I think he's playing really well. New clubs, apparently he's hitting ridiculous distances with these new clubs. Yeah. He's actually got
too good
21st century.
A major, isn't
he's,
it?
Yeah, I like the idea of Caldwell. Everybody wants him to win. No one would be upset if Caldwell won. He's got so close sometimes.
But what is it stopping him? He's obviously good.
You know what?
He's come second so many times.
I played with him at the Travellers. We paired each other at the Travellers. And I don't know, he hit a few bad shots for his standard. And he threatened to walk in, and I looked at him and I thought, I love Johnny, but mentally, I thought
he's an emotional golfer.
Yeah, he's an emotional golfer. That's man. Perfect. And it just felt like he was like threatening to walk in at one point, and then he was not throwing his clubs, but just getting really frustrated. And then I thought maybe that's why he's not managed to get over the line. He's come close loads of times, but he's too good a golfer, and I'd love to see him win.
If Johnny went out and played against Jones, Biff, and another low handicap, who else we got yet? Can't think of one, but those guys. Then he's more likely to, because he needs everything going his way. He needs people to understand the rules. He needs, like, when he played with your dad, he had to like tell your dad off to stop being a child and stuff. And he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to focus on his
golf.
Like when at the Invo, when Ben Cawthorn stopped him on his backswing to say, "Are you sure you want to use that club?"
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
And then he hit two balls.
Johnny's got a chance, and I'd love to see him win.
I think there's no one on tour that wouldn't want him to win a major.
Apart from Craig Martin, fucking hates Johnny because he's so...
And you know it's going to be a big night when Caldwell wins some cash.
Yeah, I think Johnny... I don't know, that's a five-day bender, isn't it? That's... Johnny might die if he won a major, personally. You know, that's how I think. Next in the group, obviously, Lee Cousins and Joe Alloway.
Interesting.
Where do you start with Lee Cousins?
How does he put the tee in the ground? Let's start with that.
He can't. He has to literally...
And does that... Is that why, potentially, that he cannot hit the ball off the ground physically?
The way he puts the tee in the ground, he's going to have back problems when he's 40, you know? And obviously...
I've not seen it.
Two hands. He fully bends down like someone's bending him over. It's different. I enjoy playing with Lee because, literally, he just gets so into it. He gets so,
so
emotional.
Angry.
And so serious.
Yeah, can't we all just remember the round? Where he hit the ball into the tree and it hit him there, and he came back after a round of golf with a bruised forehead. A massive egg on
his head. He's just live comedy every time you play with him.
He's literally playing with Mr. Bean.
But he is fucking shit.
Yeah, he is shit.
And he knows it. I played with him at TPC, and respect, obviously, I withdrew on the sixth hole, but Lee didn't stop. He didn't give up, even though he was battling for like a top 32 or something.
And, you know, personal life's changed recently.
Yeah, he's...
Will that remove the shackles of his golf?
I don't want to go into details, but he's getting divorced.
Divorcee, is that what they call him?
She left him.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She left
you. I said to him at TVC, I said, "Did you get the grass stains out of your knee yet?" She has left him. But no. Fair play to Lee, obviously. A divorce is going to cost him a lot of money.
Because it only costs you a lot if you've got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he was telling me the numbers. I don't want to get into it, but, you know, it's kind of a lot.
Yeah, she probably left him because of his tee technique, thinking about it.
Yeah, I think she saw the picture of him putting the tee and she went,
"Fuck this."
Yeah. He might have money, but if he puts the tee in the ground like that, he must be a cunt. And Lee is never winning a major. He's never coming close to anything. Right? Imagine if Lee won the Masters, putting the blazer on him. He's so skinny, so small. Like, it would just swamp him. It's just, I don't know. Lee's haircut. I don't know. There's so many things. There's so many things going on with him that I don't really know how to.
Okay.
Joe Alloway. I don't know. He played shit last year. And he played alright against Danny Say in the World Match Play. Do I think he's going to win the Masters? No, I don't.
He's only in it for the sesh as well. We all know
he's a sesh, yeah. But I don't know enough about Joe to give an informed opinion. Next group, Group 7. Joe Parrish, Josh Heather, Brett Fowler, Charlie Pearce. Sorry, Joe, we need to hurry up.
Just check
fair. I did take an hour lunch break. It's been about an hour 10. So. Joe Parrish, former world number one, former Masters champion, 2017, Stockley Park. Joe, I've literally got to
get
back to work.
Yeah, but we've still got to go for another four groups.
Well, I'm saying, Joe Parrish won the 2017 Masters, and he got to world number one. Since then, it's been a bit of a tough ride for him. It's hard to get to the summit, but then when you're at the summit, it's hard to stay.
Who are you talking about now?
Joe Parrish.
Parrish, yeah.
Just had a baby, married. You know, your priorities change. Things shift, don't they? And Josh Heather, wouldn't be surprised if he won. I was 23. He had a good TPC. I wouldn't be surprised. Josh, someone that plays a lot.
Another, when he played me in the match play, is that what they call it?
The world match play, yeah. Yes.
He did not hit a shot wrong, and it was ridiculous.
Doesn't hit a driver, though.
And then I saw him tee off the other week, and he duffed it, which is really annoying. But I think he's definitely got a consistent round in him, because he's Harry Harstring, isn't he? So I think a lot of them are good. High handicap, just to ping it round.
Doesn't hit a driver, though. I think you've got to be able to hit a driver at Moore Park.
He played really nice at... it was only at the Barn in our match play a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, and, the home of the world match play, the Barn.
He played really nicely there.
Brett Fowler, I'm worried about Brett in the 32 degree heat. He's obviously very bald.
He's bald.
He's so bald.
Are you bald or very
bald? He is like 45 though, but I'm not sure if there's enough. I don't know, it's definitely a factor 50 job on that head.
Is it your dad's the eldest, then...
John Brett.
Then Fowler, then Bradley.
Yeah, my dad's 64. I think Brett's coming up to 60, and I think John Brett is in his 50s. Brett Fowler, he's another one who takes it really seriously. He had a good Masters a couple of years ago. I think he had a top five, but since then he's not. He's on a really good run in the world match play, we should add. He's on a really good run. But I don't know, it's different. It's a major, it's a match place, it's different. Charlie Pearce, he's been cut, but again, he's someone that he's consistent. Charlie, he always comes like top 15,
hits the bombs,
top 10. He's ginger. He scratched my trophy.
I'm trying to think where it was. It was Invo when I played with him.
Chobber, come second with you, didn't he?
And he was absolutely flying.
And he was leading after nine. Yeah,
leading, and I said,
let's go.
This is awesome. I'm so excited to see Charlie Pearce's name on the
invitation. You were up competing though.
He was a long way ahead of everyone. Yeah. And I said, I can't believe we're going to see Charlie Pearce's name.
There was a lot of last year. I remember watching the leaderboard and it was all over the game.
He then hit two balls out of bounds and maybe he just couldn't deal with the pressure.
But you know what? Masters, Stableford. It's different. You hit two balls out of bounds, you take your fucking blob and you move on.
Yeah.
When it's medal, your tournament's done.
I like Chaz for a decent chance.
I do as well.
No George Pearce playing.
No, George can't make it. He's playing Invitational. And George has got a lot to do because he had a shit TPC. So anyway, that's for another podcast. But the last group, my dad...
God, that is one hell of a cock nose.
What, his nose?
Yeah. And the fact he's, you know, personality-wise, a massive cunt.
Weird, because he has lost weight, but just nothing off his nose. It's just weird, isn't it? Getting bigger.
No, he put a photo in the family WhatsApp group the other day, and I looked at it, and it's like his nose has literally got bigger. But he's lost weight, but the end of the nose is like a tip. Mm. It's like rounded. Mm. Looks like a bell end. John Bradley, lovely guy. Got a bit of money.
Good.
He's 60, retired. Just wants to play golf all the
perfect
day. He's not tight. He's not a nonce, which is unusual for my dad's friends.
He's a bonus, yeah.
No, Joe Bradley's a really nice guy. He sent me a personal message saying how much he enjoyed TPC and how much he thought everyone was a good laugh. So I think he's a good addition to the tour.
Even he thought we were a laugh.
Yeah.
Not you. So that's...
Yeah.
Rooney.
We did want Rooney to be here today, but the problem with Rooney...
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Rooney, when we were going to do this at Jack's house...
Yes, please.
Thank you. When we were going to do this pod at Wix's house... I think it's just, we need to address it. Wix didn't want Rooney around his house because you think he's...
I didn't want 17 people around my house with my wife and child,
Tom.
You just decided upon yourself just that all of a sudden we just invite a group of people in the middle of the day
around
my house to do a podcast.
Just Rooney, really. I think it would have been good content. I think we need to get him on one.
I played with Rooney.
It's a good girlfriend.
At Gatton Manor. And he's such a good bloke to play golf with.
He's
good fun. Knows his golf tech as well. He was trying to tell me.
He's very good at golf. He apologises for everything.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to just stop apologising. Just play golf and enjoy it.
I love Rooney. Really nice guy. I played World Match Play first round game against him. And it was a good game. I went down to the 18th hole. He beat me one up. But, you know, on the 17th hole, we did get a call from the police. And he was just literally taking a shot whilst on the phone to the police.
Can happen though. That's
wasn't anything he done. Can happen. Wasn't about the mail bomb. It was he was a witness to a bit of road rage, but it just made me laugh that he was literally had his phone on the floor on loudspeaker whilst on the phone to police and just hit a shot. Now Rooney's, I'd like to see him win, but I don't know. I don't know.
He'd be a good champion, I think. Really.
He's a good golfer. He gave me a lot of tips on my golf thing, but I've forgotten them all.
I think he would. A lot of people would actually like to see Rooney win. He's a bit of a Johnny Codd in that sense that he's got the backing of the rest of the field.
If there's any winner that would make the entire 30 players go on for at least one beer, it would be Rooney winning. I think that would, you know, even the obvious ones who can't be asked to come out after a tournament.
Who are the obvious?
60% of the tour?
60? I was thinking more 80, but 60's alright. Last tip, whatever. Last but not least, Ben Cawthorn, obviously.
Whoa, boom.
The pig used to be very overweight. He's now the micro pig. Lost a lot of weight, less explosive.
Yet
less...
still just that little bit piggy.
He's still piggy. You look at him and you think, he looks like a fucking pig.
A micro one.
It's a smaller one. It's a different version. Yeah, it's a pig 2.0.
And can I just point out, calmer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Easier to be around. Nicer. Oh,
I thought we meant as in, like,
well,
if you do something, then you're going to see
That's maturity, isn't it? Yeah, when you get older, matured. You change, don't you?
And maturity is good for golf.
Sure, sure. So that's basically all the groups. I don't know.
Just quickly, I don't know if we said, Paul Bennett is a massive cunt with a massive nose. Could be.
I think you said that. You said the C word quite a lot.
Okay, fine.
And if Apple flagged this, then it could be taken down.
Put it as explicit content.
Whatever.
Made for children.
We've gone through every group.
What are the prizes, Tom?
Master's prizes first, £80.
That's a lot less than years gone by, isn't it?
It's not, though. Last year, you got 150 quid. Yeah,
so it's a lot less.
But then you didn't get other stuff.
Quite literally over half.
Okay, bottle of champagne's £40.
Given to you by...
Yeah, given. No,
He contributed to him. Didn't pay all of it.
Oh, what did he pay?
No, all these prizes, they are...
So what did he pay towards that?
£20, I say.
Why?
Because he won 150 quid for thingy. Why are we going into this? He won £150. Masters was 70. His Invo is 50. And then the rest. So.
And he just get a little bit. Bumlick Arnott decided to.
No, he's just a nice guy. He's rich, ain't he, Arnott? Because he's got a bit of money.
He lives in a mansion, big time.
His
parents
are, yeah.
Are they? Okay.
He's not.
We're going to tap into that.
He is. He's
anyway, yeah, the prize is decent. Callaway hat, £8. Strixon golf balls, champagne.
What? If you're... Strixon golf balls, that's dog shit prize.
Why? Strixon are rubbish. Great. Sorry, what are you then? What are you, Titus Pro V1?
No, I'm what I find in a bush.
So you're standing on Strixon? No, look, let's not worry about the
sometimes
prizes.
Sometimes I don't even bother picking them up, Strixon.
But, are you not telling the rest of the prizes? Finish off the episode with the prizes.
Right, so first is £80 Callaway hat, Strixon golf balls, bottle of champagne.
Yay!
And the red blazer.
Ooh.
Second, £40, Callaway hat, Strixon golf balls. Nearest pin, Callaway hat, Strixon golf balls, Callaway golf towel.
Towel.
Longest drive, Callaway hat, Strixon golf balls, Callaway golf towel. And I've also got another couple of Callaway hats.
The blazer the twat has been taken off and it is at the dry cleaners.
Are you actually getting it dry cleaned? That was a joke.
It's in the dry cleaners.
You know, I literally got that. We brought that blazer from the charity shop for £20.
But it's in the dry cleaners, but I will wear it, but yeah. I'll keep the tag on just so people know it's been dry cleaned.
No, yeah, just wear it and then when you're done, put it back in the car. You're off third anyway, so you're going to finish before me. Anyway, in conclusion.
I'll give it to Joe because he'll find somewhere to put it.
The goat, yeah.
Well, in the shop.
We're going to do the presentation on the patio.
And a quick reminder to everyone, it is very hot, so why don't you bring a spare change of clothes? Showers are great. Cool yourself off, get changed, have a couple of beers, enjoy yourselves.
And then drive 2 hours back?
Yeah.
Pissed?
Yeah.
Pissed up.
Yeah, just go the back roads.
Let's not encourage that.
The back roads of the M25.
Don't go the back roads. So looking forward to Friday at Matt's Place, second major of the year, fully into major season now. It feels good to have some normality back to life, golf, whatever, sure. Looking forward to it. Thanks very much.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Just unlock my phone. And, yeah.
Great episode.
Yeah, we got on to it.
A lot of talking, didn't we?
Good. 45 minutes.
Covered a lot of different areas.
Yeah, we got. I felt like I was a bit awkward at the start.
And by the way, we missed that as an opportunity. The rat. Just a massive...
Can we get that out, Jay?
He's almost as Gowers.
I'm not being rude. What's that? I am like 20 Gowers minutes late.
Yeah.
Can you drink up? Because I'm literally... I went on
we
my
can
lunch
make
break.
That Gowers. Put an A...
I went on my lunch break.
Joel, what was your plan here with the extra beers?
Just drink them.
And walk out and more?
No, just drink them quick. Wait,
yeah, because I'm literally running late.
Ugh. You've worked so hard over
Yeah, I know.
So you can do what you want.
Yeah, I pretty much can. And I can just
like... Fit myself in.